Muziek voor Volwassenen is een programma voor sentimentele oudere jongeren en fijnproevers. Woordenvol muziek die u doorgaans niet op de radio hoort. Met Johan Derksen.
De Inguanas, dat was een band uit Michigan. En de heren werden vooral geïnspireerd door de Rolling Stones. En zanger Jim Osterburg zou later wereldberoemd worden als Iggy Pop. De Inguanas, Mona, I Need You Baby. Inguanas, Mona, I Need You Baby. Ophie Wright, dat was een soulzanger uit Memphis en hij greep, zoals veel meer artiesten, naar Bob Dylan nummers toen de hits uitbleven. Het was een geweldige zanger, maar hij is eigenlijk nooit een ster geworden. Ophie Wright, Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? It's one more thing. Those cannonballs be fired before they forever bend. Oh, yeah. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, it is. Before he's alive.
Ophie Wright, Blowing in the Wind. John Hammond uit New York. Dat was de zoon van John Hammond Sr. En zijn vader was de ontdekker van Count Basie, Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan en Bruce Springsteen. En John Hammond Jr. die werkte met Robbie Robertson, Garth Hudson en Levon Helm van de band als studiomuzikanten. Dit komt van het album Big City Blues. John Hammond, I'm a Man.
Age of five, I had some in my pocket. I keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, a commit 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man. Going back down to Kansas soon. I'll bring back my second cousin, a little John the Conqueror. I'm a man. I spell make love some baby, but I can't resist. I'm a man. I spell M-A. Stand in line, I can make love to you, baby, an hour's time. I'm a man, I'll spell M-A.
John Hammond, I'm a Man. Howard Tate uit Philadelphia werd ontdekt door producer Jerry Recavoy. En dat leverde hem een contract op bij Atlantic Records. Maar de man stopte plotseling met muziek maken en zong 30 jaar lang louter in een kerkkoor. En vervolgens maakte hij zijn comeback. Howard Tate, Girl from the North Country. Thank you.
you're traveling, oh, to the North Country Fair, well, the winds hit heavy, yes, they do.
Howard Tate, Girl from the North Country. The Byrds uit Londen, dat was de band van Rolling Stone, Ronnie Wood en Kim Gardner, die we later terugzagen bij The Creation en bij Aston, Gardner en Dyke. En de band werd eigenlijk ontbonden nadat de Amerikaanse Byrds wereldhits begonnen te scoren. The Byrds, You Don't Love Me. Birds, You Don't Love Me. Marion Williams uit Miami, dat was een gospelzangeres en een groot fan van Little Richard. Ze zong jaren in de beroemde Ward Singers in Philadelphia en maakte deel uit van de theatershow Stars of Fate. En ze maakte een paar albums als soloartiest. Marion Williams, I Pity the Poor Immigrant.
Immigrant who wishes that he'd stayed home, who uses his power to do evil. Always left alone. The man with whom his finger cheat, who lies with him.
Marion Williams, I Pity the Poor Immigrant. Willie Copps uit Arkansas nam dit nummer op in Memphis met pianist Eddie Boyd. En dat is de componist van de bluesklassieker Five Long Years. Er verschenen later covers van Cher, Gary Leeds. Dat was iemand van de Walker Brothers en de band Barbara and the Browns. Willie Copps, She's Fine, She's Mine. She's fine, she's mine. De King of Rock and Soul uit Philadelphia stortte zich als zwarte zanger op blanke muziek en zijn publiek vond het geweldig. En vervolgens maakte hij in Nashville een prachtig country-album. Solomon Burke, Maggie's Farm.
Scrub those floors. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's farm no more. Cigars out in your face for kicks. His bedroom windows are all made out of bricks. The sheriff and the National Guard stand around his doors. Let me tell you, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's bar no more. To be just like I am, but everybody wants me to be just like them. They sing while I slave and I get bored. You see, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Radiostations wekken de indruk dat er tegenwoordig geen smaakvolle muziek meer wordt gemaakt. Johan Derksen bewijst het tegendeel met zijn album van de week.
JT van Steve Earle is het album van deze week. En zijn zoon Justin Townes Earle was zelf ook een succesvol singer-songwriter die jaren geleden al in de voetsporen van zijn vader trad. Hij maakte 8 albums en dit is het titelnummer van zijn laatste album uit 2019. Steve Earle, The Saint of Lost Causes.
Let's just say I'm the last thing you wanna see coming. I'm the reason they say watch your back. For so long I was like a wounded hound backed into a chain link fence. The world at large was just a big mean kitten poking me through the fence with a stick. Ain't nobody going back. Tastes a whole lot of hurt. One of life's biggest lessons ain't got nothing to do with dessert. So just pray to the saint of lost causes. Now it's a cruel world, but it ain't hard to understand. You got your sheep, got your shepherds, and got your wolves amongst men. It can be hard to tell. You might find a wolf in shepherd's clothes. Yeah, and now and then you're gonna find sheep hidden amongst all those troubled souls. You know, most folks are afraid of the wolf, but if you really stop and think, throughout time between a wolf and a shepherd, who you reckon has killed the most sheep? Nah, there's nothing can be done. It's just the way it goes. First you get bad, then you get mean, and there's nothing left but to go cold. And pray to the Santa Claus causes. Say I've got no feeling. Blue hearts surely no shine. Truth is that this has been with me. So Lord, I must admit I kinda like the pain. How many wolves you ever seen? You got about as much chance of seeing one of them as you do running into me. Still, take nothing for granted. Might live on the best block in Beverly Hills. Be sure lock up tight at night, cause you know poor folks ain't got nothing to steal. So just pray to the Santa Claus causes.
Steve Earle, The Saint of Lost Causes. Dr. Feelgood, dat is een Engelse band uit Canvia Island. Rond zanger Lee Briglio, die intussen al is overleden. En hij was helemaal in de ban van de Amerikaanse rhythm and blues. En dit nummer was eerder al opgenomen door de tevens Engelse Pretty Things. Maar dit is de uitvoering van Dr. Feelgood, Mama Keep Your Big Mouth Shut. Dr. Feelgood, Mama, keep your big mouth shut. In Nederland geldt het als gedateerde muziek, maar in Amerika zijn nog a cappella groepen. Dit komt van het album Street Corner Symphony van The Persuasions, The Man in Me.
The man in me will do ask for compensation. There's little that he would ask. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me. Storm clouds are raging all around my door. I think to myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling. Just to know that you are near. Oh, baby, baby, it sets my heart reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man and me will hide sometime to keep from being seen. But that's just because it doesn't wanna turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling. Just to know that you are near. Oh, baby, sets my heart reeling from my toes.
Oh, what a feeling.
Oh, oh, baby, what a wonderful feeling. Just to know that you are near. Oh, baby, it sets my heart reeling. From a toe all the way up to my ear. Oh, baby, I can see storm clouds raging all around my front door.
The Persuasions, The Man in Me. Captain Beefheart, dat is een Amerikaanse band met zanger Don van Vliet. En dat was een schoolvriend van Frank Zappa in Los Angeles. En David Gates, die later succesvol werd met Brad, is de studiogitarist tijdens deze opname. Captain Beefheart, Diddy Wah Diddy.
Crazy about my gal in Diddy Wah Diddy. Did it. Did it wrong.
Captain Beefheart, Diddy Wah, Diddy. Major Harris uit Virginia was de leadzanger van de Delphonics, maar als soloartiest nam hij een nummer op dat ruim 200 andere artiesten al eerder hadden opgenomen. Later zou hij overigens een grote hit scoren met Love Won't Let Me Wait. Major Harris, Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, you threw the bucks a dime in your prime. Didn't you, baby?
Didn't you, baby?
People called, said beware, Carl, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all putting you on, baby.
Putting you on, baby.
Cans, baby, for your next meal. Yeah, yeah. Tell me how does it feel, baby?
How does it feel, baby?
Yeah. To be without a home,
baby?
Yeah, yeah. Like you're alone,
baby.
Just like a rolling stone. School's all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get stoned in it.
Stone.
Yes, you did, baby. Nobody's ever taught you how to live on the streets, and you know you're gonna have to get used to it. Yes, you have, baby.
Used to.
Oh, you said you'd never compromise with the mystery tramp. Selling any alibis. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and ask him, do you want to make a deal? Yeah, yeah, baby. Oh, just tell him, how does it feel? Streets all by yourself.
Major Harris, Like a Rolling Stone. The Animals uit Newcastle. Eric Burden, de zanger, zag Bo Diddley optreden in de club Go-Go in zijn geboortestad en hij schetste vervolgens een prachtig beeld van die ervaring. The Animals, The Story of Bo Diddley.
Now let's hear the story of Bo Diddley, the rock and roll scene in general. McDaniels in a place called McComb, Mississippi, about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced the guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go. So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. getting a hand job. And it went like this. In a little country town one day, a little old country band began to play. Had two guitars and a beat up saxophone. When the drummer said, "Whoa," those cats began to roll. Circumstances beyond our control, such as payola. The rock and roll scene died after 2 years of solid rock. And you got discs like,
Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. And so forth.
About 1 year later, in a place called Liverpool in England, four young guys with mop haircuts begin to sing stuff like, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog, and so on. A place called Richmond in Surrey, way down in the deep south, I got guys that have long hair down the back singing,
I wanna be your lover, baby, wanna be your man, yeah.
And all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year. And we were playing at the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. And the doors opened one night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing this number along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green, he said, "Hey Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material?" Jerome said,
Where's the bar, man? Please show me to the bar."
He turned around to Dutchess and he said, "Hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material?" She said, "I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the gods and all that jam." Well, Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, "Man," he took off his glasses, he said, "Man, that sure is the biggest load of rubbish I've ever heard in my life."
The Animals, The Story of Bo Diddley. U heeft geluisterd naar Muziek voor Volwassenen. Laurens Braam, Stedentechniek, en Freek Medendorp coördineerde de playlist. De Neville Brothers uit New Orleans hadden in Aaron Neville een extreem goede zanger. Dit komt van het album Yellow Moon. En dat was een bestseller voor de broers uit Louisiana. The Neville Brothers, with God on Our Side.
Oh, my name, it means nothing. And my age, it means less. For the country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up to the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God
on its side. All the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charge and the Indians died. Oh, the country was young then, with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War to us was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War boys, it came and it went, and the reason for fighting I'd never did get, but I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. In the 1960s came the Vietnam War. Can someone tell me what we were fighting for? So many young men died, so many mothers cried. Now I ask the question, was God on our side? I learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. And to hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely, with God on my side. Through many dark hours I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. Oh, now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, He'll stop the next war. Jesus loves me as I know.